Hey, Modern Love fans. I am Samantha Jacobs, and we're going to be talking about Tina Fey, tennis, and togetherness. Join our girl chat after this.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Hey, Modern Love fans. Hello, hello. I am your host today. I am Samantha Jacobs, and I have a beautiful panel to my left.
Thanks.
Bonnie Burke. She is an avid New York Times reader.
What's up, Bonnie? Hi, I'm so happy to be here, and I love the David Bowie.
Yes, Modern Love. We're bringing people together. And next to Bonnie, I have Jenny Austin.
Thank you.
Apparently, I heard from a little birdie that you are the love coach to all your best friends.
I am. I get a lot of screenshots, so.
And are Shout out to my girls. The person that responds right away, or are you kind of just...
I respond instantly, no matter what I'm doing. Wow. If I get one during this show, I will respond.
Wonderful.
If it's important enough.
We'll allow that for this show because of the cause. We want to keep people together. We got a great show for you guys today. We're going to be talking about how therapy can either bring you together or push you away, about dealing with a relationship with kids, standing up for yourself as an older woman, and we have news and gossip to talk about the real-life characters from the show. Also, our special segment, which I love, called What Would You Do? And so to kick everything off, this is episode 4. It's called Rallying to Keep the Game Alive. And the opening scene is Tina Fey and Dennis, or not Tina Fey, her name is Sarah, and Dennis. They're sitting on the couch for the therapy session. And the first thing she says is, "I'm tired," which is the most common thing I feel like in a relationship. When you want to call it quits, you say, "I'm tired of X, Y, Z," but she's just tired of it all. What do you guys think about this episode?
I think it set up exactly what came after that. I think it was the perfect setup to explore the reality of their relationship in that moment and what led up to that moment.
How did you feel, Jenny?
I thought it was interesting how it was a glimpse into celebrity relationships and the roles that Tina Fey's character thought that they had to play, and how they just, the spark faded over time and how they're dealing with everything.
Yeah, definitely. And that's one thing that is a common situation in any relationship, either if it's short-term, long-term, it's how do we keep the spark alive? And so we see these people on the couch, they're saying, like, basically giving up, and then we learn that her husband is an actor. And then just off the bat, that's such a hard thing to struggle with, to someone who's always in the fame or always away or always whatevering. That's so hard. Do you think you would be able to be in a relationship with someone with such a high class?
That's an interesting question.
That is interesting.
It definitely plays into how you would view yourself in the relationship. It plays into all of a sudden the outside response that you're receiving about your relationship would be that much stronger and more powerful and more vocal. I don't know. I think it depends on the person.
Right. How would you want them to react? Because in this scene, she says, you know, "You never put me first." There's a scene where they're eating lunch with the family, and she's like, "Why don't you just say I can't right now? I'm with my family."
Right, when a fan comes up.
Right. So how would you deal with the pressure, Jenny?
Well, I think it's hard with actors and dating an actor. Well, I'm an actor, but I want to date eventually. But
what's holding you back?
But I think it's hard because as an actor, you have to be so self-involved that it's really hard to make someone else your priority, in a sense. Even when, in the episode when he's trying to introduce her to famous people, or he doesn't introduce her, and she's like, "I feel like you're embarrassed of me." And he's like, "No, I didn't think you would even care about that." It's just a hard juggle.
Yeah. Honestly, that would crush me. If my husband crossed the street, so what happened is he sees friends, he crosses the street without acknowledging anything, and just leaves her. And then she walks over there to introduce herself, and he hurries everything up so she doesn't even get acknowledged, really, like, as my wife. Like, this is an amazing, wonderful woman. To me, that would be so hard. I wouldn't be able to, I don't think I would be able to handle that.
Especially when it's juxtaposed with a scene where in the restaurant that we were just talking about, where the fan comes up and approaches the family when they're out to lunch, and seeing how much attention he gave to the fan. Mm-hmm. That, I think, is where it gets challenging, is that you can see that that's a part of their personality, but you're not receiving it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where things become really, they feel very personal in a relationship.
Because it's like, you feel that you're not important. Mm-hmm. You feel pushed back, just like she says. You're pushing me away. You push me and push me and push me to the point where I don't even know if I can do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen when our kids grow up? Do we even have a relationship?
Yeah, what do we have to talk about?
Yeah, because the movie that they see is March of the Penguins. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing about the penguins is after they lay the egg, they, you know, go off and do their own thing and that's it.
Yep.
And she's thinking, oh my gosh, this is me. I am a penguin. I'm a penguin. And he's like, no, you're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she says to him, I get the feeling that when the kids are gone, we're done.
Mm-hmm. Just so heartbreaking.
Yeah. But it's interesting, though, because I feel like something that was really great about this episode was that through these therapy sessions and through these conversations with the two of them, we got to see different dynamics that can play out depending on the outside forces in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So we got to see what it looked like, how things were aired in front of a therapist. We got to see how their relationship played out in front of his friends. We got to see mm-hmm. how the relationship played out in front of their kids, which was very different than mm-hmm. in front of a fan. And so I thought that was something that they did a really good job with in the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, how do we really feel about each other when it's just us two mm-hmm. without any outside factors?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And so, as we see at the end, Sarah eventually gets to a point where she just confesses herself and says, you know, I just don't feel like you cared enough. And he eventually gets to the point where he didn't even realize that was what was really bothering her this entire time. And then they decide to fix it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that scene. And she said to him, she was like, I'm jealous. I'm jealous that mm-hmm. you get to have this life and that somehow I'm not invited to have fun with you. I'm not invited to the parties. I'm not – and you assume that I don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm. He, like, gave her this role of the kind of dull, responsible, stable force in his life.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, and it's putting women on a platform, right? You take care of the kids. I got everything else. Mm-hmm. And she was on that pedestal and she felt she needed to break through from it. And either he could have been a jerk and said no – you're staying on that pedestal, but he broke down and said he was sorry. And most people, you know, fight in that moment and blame each other. And he actually just said, they both said, okay, I'm sorry. And then the next scene, everything's happy. Or they're working on it. You see them improving their relationship.
Yeah, and we see their tennis match improving.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something we barely even touched on, was that they kind of had this, tennis mm-hmm. that they were able to communicate in a different way. And you see the beginning when they're angry, she's storming off the court. They can't communicate. They can't have a fun sportsmanlike match, and by the end you see them saying, oh, I'm sorry, oh, good hit, mm-hmm. oh, that was great,
like, and encouraging each other,
totally.
Giving each other that boost, giving them that love that was missing
and space for them both to be their own individuals.
Exactly.
Totally.
It's beautiful. So as we know, this is based off of real life.
Yes.
So I'm so interested to know, for our news and gossip, who is this story based off
of? So it's interesting because, so Dennis is mm-hmm. Dennis Leary.
Oh.
And his wife, her name is Anne, and she's a writer, and she wrote this story. And so it's interesting that they changed her name in the episode for the mm-hmm. character to Sarah, but they didn't change his name.
Yeah.
So it's Anne and Dennis Leary is who the story is about. And Anne wrote the story, and she said that she actually went to Dennis before publishing, and she had him read it, and she asked if he was okay. And he said, yeah, I think it's good. I think you should publish it. And they're still together, and they're still playing tennis.
Oh, I love that. All right, guys. That just warms my heart. And this is a question that I've been wanting to ask for a special segment. Each week we will talk about what would you do in these love relationships? And what I found interesting was, how would you spice up your relationship? Because at the therapy session, they were given options.
Yes.
Dancing, cooking, mm-hmm. drawing, playing tennis ended up being the thing that they did together besides going to the movies. Something that was really intimate. What would you do to spice up your relationship?
I think something that does work really well in a long-term relationship is is making that effort to do something with someone that's their hobby. Mm. I think it's easy for us, like, when we saw that dynamic play out with the two of them where he was like, I don't want to go dancing. And she was like, you don't cook. Mm. And so I think there is a part of that compromise in relationships of saying, okay, you love hiking. I'd rather not be in nature. We can go hiking once a week.
Yeah.
Because it's a time together and not doing it begrudgingly.
Yeah. Like willing
yes.
to do it for
yes.
the relationship. How about you, Jenny?
I agree. And maybe something new that neither person has done before. Mm. And they can figure it out together and struggle
yeah,
together.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I would want to take a dance class. I've danced before, but I think I've never done ballroom
yes,
or something.
Salsa.
Yeah, something
yeah.
like sexy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I would want to do.
This
dancing with the stars.
Tension.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because then... You know where that will go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to go play tennis ourselves.
Woo.
That was our episode for tonight. My name is Samantha Jacobs. Where can they find you, Bonnie?
I'm at Bonnie R. Burke on Instagram.
I'm at Jenny Louise Austin on Instagram.
And I'm at StoryOf_Samantha. Bye,
bye,
guys.
Bye.
Thank
bye.
You.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.